Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Charles Solomon, Amy Nicholson, and Lael Lowenstein. We begin with the animated film Trolls World Tour from Universal DreamWorks. Charles?
Well, as the designated curmudgeon of the group, this did very little for me. It is very bright, very loud, very determinedly upbeat, very heavy-handedly messagey, and just not much there.
Lael?
And those are the reasons we need it more than ever right now, because it's a entertaining, light, fluffy, and it does have a message. It has a message about loving each other, about tolerating our differences. Yeah, it's cheesy as heck, but you know what? It was fun.
Amy?
I think even the film itself would agree with both of these people. Yes, pop songs that are all over this movie, like Who Let the Dogs Out, are insanely cheerful. But when these characters sing Who Let the Dogs Out, they get thrown in jail. I think Charles at least has to like that.
Trolls World Tour, directed by Walter Dorn, on multiple video-on-demand platforms, rated PG. The crime thriller The Quarry, directed by Scott Teams, who co-wrote it, stars Shea Whigham and Michael Shannon. Lael?
This is a pretty good movie about a drifter who takes over a preacher's identity and has to, in the process, become a religious man himself. It's got lots of religious iconography and overtones of film noir. It's some of it's kind of warmed up stuff we've seen in other places, but really good performance from Shea Whigham. Always great to see Michael Shannon, and I love Catalina Sandina Moreno in a supporting role. It's a pretty good movie.
The Quarry, rated R on multiple video-on-demand platforms. The Icelandic drama A White, White Day, written and directed by Linur Pálmason. Amy?
This was such a treat to get to see this week. This is Iceland's official Oscar submission from last year. It is a small sort of drama about a police officer whose wife dies in the opening scene, and he becomes obsessed with finding out whether or not she was having an affair before she dies. You think you have seen this film, but actually not at all. It's so much about his relationship with his granddaughter, and it's so much about just the vision and tone of this young director. He is absolutely a talent to watch. From shot to shot, this film is completely riveting.
A White, White Day is unrated. You can see it at the Frida Virtual Cinema. And the animated film Away from writer-director Geinz Zilbalaudis. Charles?
Well, in contrast to the overproduced, overblown studio films like Trolls, this is very personal, very minimal, slow, meditative, thoughtful, and I found it intriguing.
Away is at Lemley's Virtual Cinema starting on April 20th. The animated film is unrated. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week.